You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
A wise builder hears and applies the Word of God to his life so that he stands firmly through tough times. Learn more about this truth in week 16 of our series, Redefined.
All right, good afternoon, 5 p.m. service. Can we just greet the person seated next to us, give them a high five, a handshake, or give them your warmest greetings. And today we're down to the last. We're going to finish our Redefined series. Can you tell your seatmate for a while? Last. We're down to the last installment of our 16-week series. Anyone here complete attendance more for the past 16 weeks? Over the past couple of weeks, we've covered a whole range of topics as we talked about our Redefined series. For those of you who are new here, this series is all about going through the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus' most famous preaching. It covers a whole variety of topics. We started this with the Beatitudes, all right? We talked about the salt and light of the earth. We talked about loving your enemies. Kasi mga loving dre. How many of you agree loving ang tupad ninyo? I hope so. Okay, loving your enemies, spiritual disciplines. We talked about judging others, okay? We talked about asking, seeking, knocking. We talked about a bunch of other things. And now for our last installment, we're going to talk about the two foundations. The two important foundations that's important for our lives. And for this, we're going to look into an all-time favorite or all-time classic parable in the Bible, which is the two house builders, the one the foolish builder and the other one the wise builder. Now, talking about building foundations and building buildings, as I was preparing for this, I came across na there's some pretty unusual or weird buildings pala. Now, regardless of the building size, the design, all that, one is very essential to all buildings is the foundation. The foundation greatly determines how big, how high, how the building structure will be held in place. Okay, the foundation is greatly important. The same way it's important for a building, it's also important for us, for our lives. We need to ensure that our lives are built on the right kind of foundation. Because if it's built on the wrong foundation, it can lead to disastrous results, as we will learn and see in the verses we're going to read in a while. So if you have your Bible with you, kindly turn them to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. It says there in verse 24, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowd were astonished at his teaching. For he was teaching them as one with authority and not as their scribes. I guess we pretty much touched on this brief subject about the two house builders last week when we talked about last week's topic. But here in this parable, Jesus illustrates or gives this contrast between a wise builder and a foolish builder. And they're pretty much the same. They're both builders. They both use probably the same materials. They both probably live in the same region. But if there's one key difference between these builders, it was their choice of foundation for their homes. And we're going to look into a while closely with the importance of that in our lives. Now, first thing we're going to learn from this passage is, why do we need to have the right kind of foundation? Why is it all important? And for this, let's go jump to verse 26. Let's go look for a while at the foolish builder. It says here, "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. When the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So in both cases, there's a cause and effect. A builder builds a house, something happens, and this is the result. For the foolish man or the foolish builder, he's built his house on sand, and the result was when something happened, his house was destroyed. Basically, when we just look at these first few verses, we come to understand that a foundation is greatly important in our lives. For one, a foundation determines how long your building is gonna stay and how big and how tall or how great it's gonna look like. For example, if you look at the all-famous building, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, it's an all-famous building out there. Anyone here gonna matuk Italy someday? The Leaning Tower of Pisa, okay? It's an all-famous building because it's, of course, it's leaning. Now, this tower is about 180 plus feet, but it was supposed to be taller pa. It was supposed to be greater than that pa.
But unfortunately, while the people were constructing it, on the fourth floor, nag-start nag-tip ang tower. Nag-start nag-tilt siya because it was built on a very soft soil. In fact, the name Pisa means marshy nga land, meaning ang yuta niya, soft, watery, near a riverbed or something. It wasn't a good place to build a building. So as they kept on trying to build the building, it kept on tilting until it's what it looks today. In fact, city officials a few years ago, they had to attach iron ropes or something to the building to keep it from completely falling over. Iyan na kagrabe ang tilt niya, hapit na siya matumba jud. And why? It's all because of its foundation. Now, I'm showing this picture for us because in the same way with our lives, we need to have the right kind of foundation because yes, talents, skills, our status, our backgrounds, our contacts, and all those things, it can get us far in life. But here's the thing, if you want to progress, you want to excel, if you want to grow, if you want to experience more of God's goodness and prosperity in your lives, if we basically we want to grow as a person, we're going to progress, then we need to be founded first on the right kind of foundation. Anyone here, you tried piling something like rocks or cubes, blocks when you were little? For example, Lego. But when you pile something, you have to make sure it's strong ang base, it's ready, it's everything is set because if not, it's going to fall over. And the same thing with us. Skill stands will get us far, okay? But if our foundation is weak, we will crumble and fall over. Especially when, you know, the storms will hit our life. In verse 27, the very worst thing that could happen if you have a weak foundation is this. In verse 27, this gives us a graphic picture why we really need to have a strong foundation. It says here, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. In other words, when a storm came, the house built on sand was completely destroyed. I have a picture here of something like that. Ngayon house gonna wash away. Oh, baha. It's kind of like that. And you know, it gave us this picture nga, a house built siya, okay na siya, but it was completely devastated when storms arrived. But this tells us that in our lives, there will be storms as well. When I say storms, I'm not just pertaining to literal storms like itong what we experienced a week ago, but I'm talking about challenges, obstacles, strategies, pain and suffering that we'll get to experience in our life. Jesus did not promise a problem-free life when he talked about his disciples or to his followers. If you're here today, you're a believer of Jesus, we are not in for a problem-free life. Na every time nakikilangan na, okay, tanan, it's solbar na tanan, di na ako magutom ever, okay, everything is problem-free, hakuna matata and all that. That's not the kind of promise God or Jesus gave to us. In fact, this verse teaches us now, one thing we can count on is that there's going to be problems in the future. And that's why we need to have a good foundation, a strong foundation. If we want to weather the storms in our life, we need to make sure we're founded in the right kind of foundation. For example, how will you respond? How will you react when bad things happen to you? If you're a student, mga students, okay? How would you respond if, you know, you check your grade online or you go to ask your teacher and you realize nga, F, im nakuha. How would you respond if your teacher tells you, sorry, you have to repeat next year? How would you respond to that? If you're a single professional, how would you respond? How would you react if one day your boss tells you, I'm sorry, you're fired? What if one day you lose your job? What if one day you lose your material possessions? For any of us here today, what if one day we get sick? What if one day ang doctor mayo nato, I'm sorry, ma'am, sir, nakay cancer? How would we respond? How would we take that? What if we get robbed one day? What if something bad happens to us? What if a loved one passes away? How will we respond to the storms in our lives? Will we be able to weather, endure, and, you know, get through them? Or will these things destroy us? And here's the thing. If our lives are built on the wrong foundation, then we will be swept away. Much like the picture of that house I showed a while ago. If our foundation is based on something that's fleeting, temporary, you know what sand is like, right? It's always shifting. It's not stable. It doesn't give you the impression that it's stable, strong. But if you've ever walked in the beach, you know what I mean. And you know, wrong foundations will give you that. It looks good, but it's unstable. It's unreliable. And we might ask, ano kaya ang builder, ang foolish builder, ano gi-built niya ang sand? Kung kabalo siya ang sand on the surface, kabalo makakadili siya chada i-build ang house. Some scholars suggest that during Jesus' time, during summertime especially, pag init ang panahon nila sa place ni Jesus, ang sands ay ila, even those near the Sea of Galilee or near riverbeds or bodies of water, the sand would harden. So it gave you the impression nga it's hard, it's secure, it's safe, it's okay. Pag summertime, okay, or pag init ang panahon. So the foolish builder probably built this house because it looked okay, it looks hard, looks good enough. Build this house there. But when the rain, the wind, and the flood came, dito nakita ang true nature sa foundation. It's just sand. And so it was not able to hold on to the building. Kaya na-wash away siya. And it's the same thing with us. If maybe for some of us here today, we need to assess, how's our foundation? Church, how is your foundation? Are we sure that this foundation that we've built our lives on, is this something that can help us endure whatever storm we will encounter in our lives? Or is it something na pag na yung problema, bang, wala po dyan? Is it something temporary, fleeting? How is our foundation? Because our foundation will greatly determine, you know, how we'll live our lives or greatly help us how we are able to overcome the challenges in our lives. Why don't you ask your seatmate for a while, how is your foundation? Second thing I want to talk about, talking about the two foundations, is how do we build on the right foundation? We talked about the importance of it. This is what happens. It's important for us to stay alive, okay? But how do we build on it? How do we become like the other builder, a wise builder? In verse 24, it says there, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a man who built his house on rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. As I said earlier, these two builders, practically similar sila. They're both builders. We assume they both built the same kind of house with the same kind of materials on the same region. Let's say summertime siya, so probably the same sila nagbutang og lugar. But the key difference between them is one put his house on a foundation of sand. The other one chose rock. And Jesus likened a man who built his house on rock as someone who not only heard the words of God in verse 24, who heard his words, but also applied them. It says here, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. In other words, if we are here today, we're not be able to build on the right kind of foundation. The key here is obedience. Obedience to God's word. The willingness to follow the word of God. Meaning, it's not just about hearing the word of God. And don't get me wrong, okay? It's good, it's great, it's important to hear the word of God. I'm not telling na, hindi na ako maminaw sa word ni God, mag-apply ako. We read the word of God. We receive the word of God. We take it. We have it dwell in our hearts. It's important. But not just that. We also apply the word of God in our lives. Let us sit with it for a while. Apply. Apply it. Use it. Live it out in your life. You see, there's a big difference between applying something and having something stay in your head knowledge lang, as compared to something that you've lived out, that you've practically applied in your life. If we think na, okay na tom, I've heard it naman. I've read it in the Bible. I've heard it in the podcast. I've heard it from my Victory Group leader, my discipler. Okay na, kabulo naman ako. Yes, it's one thing to know it in our minds and to say, I've heard it. But it's another thing to practically do it. You see, we don't have the benefit like the Matrix. Anyone here saw the Matrix movie? There's this famous scene in the Matrix movie of the protagonist, si Neo, si Keanu Reeves, nag-download information sa head niya about Kung Fu. Gi-download lang information sa yung utok. And then after that, he says, I know Kung Fu. Just because gi-download ang info sa utok niya. How many of you want that? You know, i-download lang information sa yung gitunan, ng kabalo na mo. Kung mga students like, uy, chada lagi na. Kung unsa gi-highlight, mubutang sa utok, ay yes, kabalo na ko. It's kind of like that ang sa movies, but we don't have that in real life. It's one thing to know something in your head, it's another thing to practically live it out. There's this time, I remember, it was the first Valentine's Day me and Hai had as a married couple. It was last year, and I wanted to do something special. So I wanted to cook for her, kahit di mo kabalo magluto. I wanted to cook for her, so I spent hours researching, looking at videos, blogs, sabay tsada nga iluto, nga simple ra. The only thing I know how to cook is pancit canton, rice, og dilata. Mura na ang kabalo na ko luto, unfortunately. Okay, it's the only thing I know how to cook, so I searched go. So I went for the Italian theme, so pasta lang para simple ra, kay mag-boil ra ka, no? Kaya ra ni. I print screened the recipe, so when Valentine's Day came, she was away at that time. I had time to prepare everything, so I thought, oh, kaya ra ni, 3 hours, kaya ra ni, I had all the time that I need. Putang na akong recipe, I tried cooking, and guess what happened? Nasunog ang pasta. I tried it 3 times. The first one didn't taste so well. The second time, masyag ni mala, masyag nasunog. Basically, I had a hard time just to cut whatever was needed, kasi salad pa to and what. I had a hard time. I was like, Ano man, I thought na, I read it na, I memorized the recipe na. I thought, kaya niya siya, kabalo ko ani. But when I practically tried to do it, I couldn't. I had a hard time with it. By God's grace na lang, napako yung laluto at the end of it. My point is saying this, there's a difference between reading something, getting something, and applying it. There's really a stark difference. Another story I'm going to share is this guy, si Charles Blondin. This guy is a famous tightrope walker in his time. He did a lot of stunts while walking on the tightrope. Anyone here, dili ka mahadlok og heights? Or anyone here, mahadlok og heights na lang? Diba? Bakuyapan ka pag mukat-kat kag ladder. Kuha, medyo hadlok og heights. This guy is a famous tightrope walker. One time, nag-tightrope siya. I think that's the Niagara Falls or something. Tall buildings, skyscrapers. And you know, one time after all that the stunts that he did, he asked a group of people, do you believe na I can carry someone on my back and walk across this tightrope from one end to the other? And they said, yeah, we believe because they saw what he did. They know what he could do. They read it in the paper. Kabilo sila, kaya nila. They know it. So this guy, Charles Blondin, he asked the people, all right, who's willing to volunteer? Muto man ka mo, kaya na ako. Sige, sige mo volunteer ninyo. And at first, no one volunteered. Okay, they're all scared. If that was you, would you volunteer? So, no. Thank you for the honesty. But there was this one guy who volunteered. And so, nag-piggyback ride just sa likod ni Charles Blondin. And Charles Blondin was able to carry him from one end of the tightrope to the other end. And I'm sharing this story because it tells us that all those other people, they know. Kabalo sila nga Charles Blondin could do it. But were they willing to live it out and apply it when push comes to shove? When the test comes, do they truly believe and have it so deep in them that I told you, Miani? Were they like that? No, they weren't. They know it. It was head knowledge for them. Except for that one guy was willing to stake his life on it. And that's the difference of what happens when we act on the Word of God. It's one thing to know and read the Word of God. It's another thing to do it. So when we do it, when we live out the Word of God, when we apply it in our lives, it becomes not just information. It's not just another important memory verse lang. It becomes ingrained in our lives. It becomes true and real in our lives. So when temptations come, when bad things happen, when the worries and anxieties in your life come flooding in like a storm, I wonder how do you deal with it? Kung before, without the Word of God, bungkag ka. Now, because you have the Word of God, you know what God says about the situation. I worry, anxiety. Man, wait, this is what the Word of God says. Fears, temptations, compromises. This is what the Word of God says about it. Now we have the Word of God to arm you. Have you ever seen people that they're preparing for a flood? Diba? They would put in bags of sand, as like pambuha to prepare so that it's makasulod ang flood. You know, it's kind of like that when we keep on acting on the Word of God, okay? We're deepening our foundation. We're building on the right foundation. Okay, it's important for us to act on the Word of God. Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Pretty strong si Jesus with this. It's for all of us. Why do we call Jesus Lord if we don't do what He says? It's not just doing religious activity. It's doing what He wants us to do. James 1:22 even says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. See, we deceive ourselves if we think, we're just hearers of the word lang. Hearing is important, of course, but we also must be doers of the word. We also apply the word of God in our lives. Can you just tell your seatmate for a while? Be a doer of the word. Be of the word of the word. At the end of the day, okay, biblical Christianity is not just about what we know or believe. It is also about what we do with what we know or believe. It's not just about what you know. What are you doing about it? Okay, you've read 100 chapters of the Bible. Question, what are you doing about it? You've heard this from the preaching, from your victory group leader, from your discipler. Okay, you've heard of those things, words of God. What are you doing about it? There's also action. Apply the words that we've heard from God. And the great thing about this is we reap the benefit. You see, applying the Word of God, it can be difficult. It's not going to be always easy. The Bible like compares it to a man building his house on rock, like this bedrock right here. Unlike sand, sayon ra mag-shovel through sand. Diba sayon ra? It's easy. It's not a hard surface. But rock, try mag-shovel ka og rock. It's hard. It's taxing. It's tiring. It's back-breaking. You have to do it deep. But the payoff is worth it. The Bible says, a man who built his house on rock, when storms came in, it was not destroyed. The house was able to endure the storm. The house was able to weather the storm. How many of us here today, we want that. We want to be able to endure the storms in our lives. Wala naman siguro dito nga, ganahan ta nga, Lord, I pray nga ma-overwhelm ko sa mga problema na ako. Ganahan ko mabuhong kago. None of us want that. You want to be able to overcome our problems. This doesn't mean na problem-free ta. This doesn't mean na when we act on the Word of God, nothing bad is gonna happen to us. But rather, it gives us a picture of kind of like those waterproof gadgets, if you've seen them, like this one. Diba? Waterproof gadgets, it doesn't mean nga dilis na mabasa. Okay? They get to be wet, balag ma-drench na siya rain or water, or mag-swimming ka. But even if it gets wet, it doesn't get destroyed. It still functions. Meaning, it's waterproof. And we can have that kind of waterproof thing in our lives. In other words, we cannot have storm-free lives, but we can have storm-proof lives. We cannot have problem-free or storm-free lives, but you can have storm-proof lives. Now, when the storms happen in your life, you will not get destroyed because your foundation is so strong. It's built on something that's right, a right kind of foundation. That no matter how strong the storms hit you, and they will hit you, you will not be destroyed. In other words, amidst the pain, the suffering, if ever you get a failing grade, you ever have problems at work, you ever have problems with your health, with your relationships, at the end of the day, because your foundation is something else, not on those other things, you get to be still secured. Something is more precious to you. Dili ka ma-destroy, but everything else is falling apart because your foundation is still there and intact. The storm will not destroy you. The storm will not sweep you away. Last couple of things I'm going to talk about the foundation is that how do we know we've hit bedrock? All right? Talking about the two house builders. A man who built his house on rock, for him to do it, he had to shovel through, dig through until he hit a bedrock, a solid surface or good foundation. The question for us is, how do we know now this is the right kind of foundation? Okay na foundation. How do we know we can build on this kind of foundation? We've talked about the importance, how, now what is that right kind of foundation to build our lives on? Matthew 7, verse 28, it says here, and when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching to them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. They were like, grabe si Jesus. He's teaching with authority, with power, as if expert, as if kabalo ka siya sa teach niya. And it's no surprise that he's able to teach with such authority and power because, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it says here that, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In other words, if we want to have the right foundation in our lives, it's none other than Jesus himself. There's no other foundation. If we want to know what is the right foundation to the next, how do we know which is right? There's only one. There you sit with for a while. Only one. Okay? Only one kind of foundation we need to build our lives on. It's like a multiple choice. Walay pili-pili, walay other forms. There's only one, and that is Jesus. No one else can lay another foundation. It's just Jesus. We build our lives on Jesus. Our security, our assurance, our significance, our satisfaction, all of that is built on Jesus. And that is why we need to act on the Word of God. Because as we continue to act on the Word of God, we deepen that foundation with Jesus. The more we act on the Word of God, the more we are able to grow in our understanding, in our relationship with Jesus. So, mas na stronger ang foundation nimo with Jesus. Kaya importante siya. Psalms 18 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Do you know what a fortress and a stronghold looks like? It's like a castle that's armed with canyons, with people guarding it. It's something that dili lang basta-basta ma-take over. Because it's well-guarded, it's strong. And the Bible says that the Lord is that fortress, that stronghold. And when tough times happen in our lives, where do we run to and take shelter as ang stronghold nato? And Jesus, ang Lord, He is our stronghold. And if you're wondering, how can Jesus give us this kind of security as our foundation? Ano siya manjud ang right kind of foundation? You see, all other things out there that seems to be a good foundation, they're like hardened sand. It seems good at first, but when the storms will come, they will be washed away. And that's because everything else is temporary. The only thing that's everlasting is Jesus. The only thing that cannot be destroyed is Jesus. Everything else, if we base our lives on anything else, it gets destroyed. If we base our foundation on our material possessions, You know, what if one day mawala ang material possessions nato, ang wealth nato, ang finances nato? What if mawala siya? If we base our foundation on our strength, our abilities, our successes, our talents, our skills, what if one day mawala na siya? What if you're no longer as good as you used to be? What if you're no longer able to attain the success that you used to have? What if our foundation is on our relationships? I'm not saying it's wrong to have strong relationships with people. Those are great things. But what if all our security is on the people? Well, what if those people are gone one day? What if they pass away? What if they move? What if they leave us? What then? What if our foundation is our work, our course, our grades? Yet all this other stuff, they're all temporary. They're all fleeting. They don't give us a secure foundation. They're all like shifting sand. At one point, like, okay, but when something happens, it drastically changes. But Jesus remains. Is someone you can trust fully. Jesus said, I will be with you to the very end of the age. To the very ends of the earth as well. Why? Because He died on the cross for our sins. He assured eternal life for us. He assured us eternity. You see, if He's able to give us that kind of assurance, afterlife palang assured na, how much more our temporary lives, our physical lives, how much more? Can we not trust Him as well with that? And have this as our foundation. A couple of things I'm about to end about foundation. What does living our lives with Jesus as our foundation look like? Because, you know, we could live our lives like that foolish builder. You're doing religious things, you're hearing God's words, but you miss out and still not have a good foundation. To live our lives like the wise builder and have Jesus as our foundation is to hear the Word of God, act on the Word of God, and basically to base our entire being, our dreams, our desires, our satisfaction, our plans, it all hinges on Jesus. In other words, a wise builder hears and applies the Word of God to his life so that he stands firmly through tough times. A wise builder hears the Word of God, applies the Word of God, so that when tough times happen, you will not be destroyed. It's as simple as that. You know what? Jesus says this to house builders things towards the end of his Sermon on the Mount because he's preached a lot of things. Here's a simple reminder for all of us, church. Of all the things that we've received from God, we've heard from our leaders, the preachings we've heard, the materials we've read about God, all these things, what are we doing about it? I pray and I hope that as we hear of them, we will not just deposit them, but we also apply them in our lives. Because as we do so, we strengthen our foundations. So when bad things happen, we will not be destroyed. We will be able to weather and endure the storms in our lives. We will be able to overcome the storms in our lives.